Is it the end of the world? Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid, juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
We'll never die. Hey, it didn't switch. What the fuck?
Didn't switch.
What's up? What's up, Jugs? How you doing?
Whoa!
Yikers! Did you just drop the F-bomb,
bro? I had to drop that F-bomb.
I don't know where it went. What's crack-a-lackin', Jugs? This is, my name's Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy, if you want.
Cover lawyer. I'm fucking my raise up doing that.
I gotta be careful, dude. This is the premier Juggalo podcast, the one and only Deck Wendell.
Sir.
What is up to the my peeps in the chat? C. Peterson, Lil Ninja, Bedlam 85. We see y'all. Lil Ninja said this is his all-time favorite Dark Lotus album.
We see you. We see you. I hear that, man. I can see that. I can see that. I'll tell you this right now. I don't have a nostalgic connection to this album, but and I haven't listened to it thoroughly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I hear of it, the few times I've listened to it, it's actually, I mean, it's pretty fucking solid.
It's pretty cool.
So I'll give it that.
It's not bad. I turned it on last week just on a whim, I think, because I hadn't listened to it in a while. I was like, you know what? I think actually I was listening to Juggalo Rewind, and they mentioned Opaque Brotherhood at some point. I was like, I hadn't listened to that album in a while. Let me go check it out. Cats. So I turned it on. I was like, all right, right. There's some good shit here. There's some shit I don't like about it. There's definitely some good shit there, though. So we'll get into that.
We might find something we don't like about it.
Yeah.
The more we dive into it, but from I remember, you know, it's a good solid album.
Yeah, it's really not bad. In the meantime, man, how you been?
Pretty good, man. You know, I'm just getting excited, you know, for the gathering. And yeah.
Get your ticket yet?
Haven't got the ticket yet.
It's not like they'll sell out.
No, I don't think it's going to sell out.
I saw some ninja posted a picture the other day that had like, it was from the Juggalo Gathering website and had sold out across it. I clicked the site just to be sure. I was like, no fucking way. How are they going to sell out a campground?
They're not selling out, bro. Come on.
You can't sell out a campground.
They'll oversell the fuck out of
right.
that before they sell out.
That's what I'm saying. Like you'll be able to buy especially tickets at the door,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Especially just like general admission. Yeah. They'll oversell the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't going to get fucked.
Oh, whoa, Lil Ninja's 12. What's up, Lil Ninja?
Oh.
Good.
How you, man. Whoa. I don't know, man. We need a permission slip. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I have a 12-year-old daughter, Lil Ninja. I listen to ICP and Dark Lotus and stuff all the time around her. She told me the other day, she's like, I definitely like their old stuff better.
Yeah, see, man, even... Even the, I mean,
because I listen to Yum Yum a lot because I have the CD in the car, so I have it just in. And she'll like get in, like, oh, this one again, like,
yeah, oh god, I'm telling you, man, their old shit is classic rock status.
Yeah, man, I was listening to Shangri-La yesterday with the whole fam in the car, not one complaint.
Yeah, fucking, it's great. I'm telling you, man,
it is. I was
Shangri-La translates to fucking everybody, it's just a good one, man.
So. You know, we see y'all, man. We know y'all little 12-year-old juggalos out there. Unfortunately, I couldn't turn any of my kids into juggalos, but, you know, we're happy y'all are out there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, gathering.
When I'm old, I don't have any kids like him. So, when I'm old, I hope you 12-year-olds are out there. You help me out. Take care of me.
Yeah. We'll need you.
Yeah, I'm going to need you guys.
The gathering, though... Yes, it's going to be fun. We did get invited to a podcast thing at the gathering.
Yeah, I saw that. That was
pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, they're doing a podcast tent type thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we had a little discussion about, you know, what the plan is there. We're probably going to be going live from the gathering during that. So keep an eye out for that gathering tent or the gathering podcast tent. You'll catch us there, but we'll be wandering around, man. Like we plan on going together and hanging out and shit. So,
We'll be in the mix, man. Little fish, big pond. We'll be in there swimming around.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
Little Fish Big Pond is just a weird thing to say.
I mean, the gathering's a big pond, right? Take one down to Little Fish, yeah, you know?
Oh, okay, I got you. No, man, we're going to be the biggest fish there by the time the gathering comes. Just a you wait.
We'll be the biggest fish there.
We might only have 300 subscribers now, but just a you wait.
So that count's going up. I can feel it.
I mean, as soon as DC Fago guy gives us like a couple more shout-outs, dude, it's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. DC's got our back. We're on our way up.
Yeah, man. He's the coolest fucking guy.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't even gonna lie. That's who I'm excited to meet.
Really?
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I am excited to meet DC Fago guy. Man. I'm excited to meet all of you juggalos, man. All the juggalos, especially the ones we've talked to in the origin stories and have reached out over comments or whatever else, man. We're looking forward to hanging out. It'll be a fun time.
I'm hoping everybody's there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody we've talked to so far says they're coming. Hey, what's the odds of that?
I'm going to hold you guys to that.
Show up. We're making y'all come.
You better show up. Look, come to the O. Come to the O state. The O-H-I-O. You know what I mean? Come to the C bus, man. We'll show you a good time. The bus town. Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio.
All right, man. Our guest is in the waiting room, if you want to switch to that. But we have something. Do you want to preface anything before we switch to that?
You know, well, all I'm saying is, hey, man, you know, we've been hard at work and trying to, you know, using our creative minds and our talents and trying to collaborate and, you know, do something cool.
Hell yeah.
So
we do have, we're going to switch here in a second. You're going to see a quick little commercial for something we've been working on. All right. Let me make sure I admit him here first. All right, our guest is Emery. I'm bringing him in now.
Cool name.
Emery is a cool name.
Emery, yeah, that's a cool name.
There he is. What's up, Emery? I see you. Let's see if you can hear you.
Yeah.
All right.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Let me turn you down a little bit. You're sounding.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's all me, man. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, how we sound? Are we coming out too loud? Or?
No,
you're good. You're good.
Cool,
bro. All right, we're going to pin you here. Boom, 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 bing, bada, bing, bada, boom. All right, when I bring you in, it is going to have the wrong name because I forgot to change it, but I'll change it. I'll change it, man. Don't worry.
Change it on the fly. That's how good. We do it.
Well, what name am I going to have now?
Probably our last guest. Who was our last guest? Peter.
Peter, yeah.
So there, yeah. All right. All right, so... check out this little ad and then we're going to meet Emery. All right, here we go.
Oh boy!
That was our ad. All right, welcome Emery. What's up, Emery?
Not a lot. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, man, absolutely. We're glad you're here. I'm gonna get your name changed because I think it's so disrespectful to have the fucking wrong name down there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, that's okay. I was saying one deck dilp all the time to people. So
that's all right, man. All right. So welcome Emery. Thanks for joining us, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
So we're having you come in right after our little ad. So you know, we've been working on something behind the scenes here that's going to be dropping soon. That's what that ad's for. So be on the lookout. No, you don't have to care, Emery, but the rest of the people do.
I mean, the ad was pretty good.
Thanks, man.
I'm convinced. I want to check it out now.
Thanks, man. It's going to be cool. So thanks for joining us, bro. Well, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I mean, I'm not glad that I have to be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? So I was telling Carver about you before the show. So I'll set this up. You can interject and add whatever else. All right.
Okay.
So Emery here had a post on Reddit regard the R Juggalo where he said the Joker had scammed him, right? So he had this 12-minute video of like him showing text messages between him and the Joker where he had bought in to he had donated money to essentially like give to Joker so he could do something, and then he was going to give you a return on your investment.
Correct. Yeah.
So
in 1 to 2 months, according to the original PayPal request.
Yeah, and this was back in what, 2019?
2019. Yeah.
Okay. So
it was when the JLS ANR, where he was kind of trying to, I guess, promote whole albums for new artists. And, you know, I had been a fan, and I thought he had good production quality. So that seemed like a reasonable thing that he could do.
Sure. And, you know, I don't know if you've I don't know if you've ever watched our show. I can't assume. But we actually did an interview with the Joker a couple of years ago.
Okay.
We had him on. I'm like you. The reason I reached out to you, man, is because I relate to you. Honestly, like, I was a huge fucking Joker fan. Like, when Coming Home, or I'm sorry, not Coming Home. God knows when we'll see that. When Welcome to the Show came out. All right.
I mean, I can vouch for that. I'm not sure how long ago. I remember 10 years yeah. ago, this man was yeah. all loving. Yeah.
So. I bought all the albums he had on the site. I bought the signed versions. I had a Joker shirt. Like, I was all in on Joker. Told people about him, yada, yada. It took a turn for me when he started, like, I didn't like when he started doing all the dissing and shit like that. I was in for like the lore. I liked the Joker shit, you know?
Yeah. His first album, Welcome to the Show, was really, really well done. It's a good album. It's good music. It's an interesting story. And I really bought into it. I was a long-term fan. And I was hoping that would continue. He had the idea of the Joker's legacy, and it seemed like it was supposed to keep going.
Yeah. It was cool.
But yeah. It turned into the disses.
So I checked out around there, and I started being like, hey, fuck this. All he wants to do is, to me, it looked like he was just using the dissing to get viewers and people and ears and shit, you know? So, so I was like, man, this isn't what I signed up for when I started becoming a fan of this guy. So, fuck this. So anyways, I shit talked him. I had podcasts back then. And like, I shit talked him. Like, I did all kinds of stuff. It never got back to him. We were small chump chain shit. But, so then when he came out with, this new, like, Coming Home shit, he released the Juggalo song video.
Right.
He was coming on podcast and shit, so I reached out to him. I was like, hey, man, you'll come on our podcast to talk about it. I went into listening to that song and checking out that video very skeptical. I was like, this is going to be some dissing Juggalo shit. Here we go. And then it was different. And I was like, okay. So I wanted to have him on the show to talk about that, you know? Anyways, I'm only telling you this so that you know that we do have a little bit of a history with the Joker. I personally am very critical of him. Like, I want to like him. I think he's talented, but he fucks up every chance he gets. He squanders every opportunity, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan for a really long time until this happened, really. Even with the dissing, with the Hobson thing, you know, I felt he was in the right, and it seemed like he was vindicated later on. The Tech N9ne thing, you know, was a little, but...
Yeah.
It just seems like... He had something good going, and then it kind of he finds a way to shoot himself in the foot.
Yeah, it's like he loses sight of what's like where of what's important, you know. I reached out. We actually had a really nice chat with him. Like, he seemed pretty down to earth. Like, we enjoyed it. Now, you won't find that episode online because, unfortunately, the audio was fucked up for that episode. And I tried to reach out to him to try to get him back on, and he just kept ducking me and never hit me back. I tried to file a PayPal complaint because I pre-ordered Coming Home after that. In the winter of 2020. I pre-ordered Coming Home, which, you know, he got my measly $20 or whatever. Never fucking saw that album, and now he's talking about coming out with a rock band.
Yeah, he did say, I saw there was a post. I have since been blocked from his Facebook artist page, but I saw that there was a post that it's supposed to be coming out soon, allegedly. And he's working with new merch distributors. So apparently that is supposed to come out.
I hope so.
I can't speak on that. Because I really like that song. It's a good song.
Yeah, I agree. Musically, the guy has talent, and it's obvious. We just like, I mean, as fans of him, we want to see him succeed, obviously, which is why you agreed to invest in him. Right.
Right. And I mean, I'd been a fan for a long time. Like, we had chatted on Facebook Messenger for, I would say, years, you know, on and off, just bullshitting and talking. And, you know, I felt like I could trust him. I felt like I could support that. And I hadn't really heard about these other situations, you know, that I've heard about since.
So let me ask,
I got a question. What's his management like? Does he do everything himself? Does he have?
He's 100% independent. It's all him. Yeah.
He don't have a manager or anything like that. I feel like that's what he needs. I feel like he needs.
Although I don't know. I don't know, but I believe it's all independent.
Yeah. The guy, I mean, I was nowhere near as big as a fan as Joker, as Keezy is. And, but you know, listening to him more and more, and you know, after we interviewed him, I was like, man, this guy's got some, you know, he's got some incredible talent. I mean, as far as hip-hop rapping, he's one of the best juggalo rappers I've ever heard. Yeah. Or I guess you could, you know, lump him into that juggalo kind of thing. Sure. I mean, and I was just like, yeah, this guy's incredible. But I just felt like he really didn't have it down on management. Like, he didn't really, you know, like, he needs to kind of be dialed back, pulled back, or pushed.
He needs to have somebody telling him, like, hey, bro, like, let's do this. Let's focus on this. Let's make sure this happens.
And I can understand he wants complete creative control, but, like, you need someone to help, like, to be that buffer to the audience.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And, you know, don't say this yet. You know, don't tell people this yet. You know, that type of shit.
You're that for me. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, for real, like, he does need something. But so you gave him the money. He said, give me $2,000. I'll give you $2,400 back in a couple months. That was the deal, right?
Yes. Yep.
And then you hit him up several times over the course of the next year.
Right. And he said, you know, I've got a project. Someone's coming in $7,000. I've got another project. What's distribution? $30,000. You know, oh, there's the fires in California, COVID, you know, and I understand. You know, I can be understanding of those things.
Right. Sure. COVID. He said he was getting a divorce, getting evicted. Right. It sounds like he's got some real personal shit going on. That's it.
Right. And so I didn't want to throw something extra on top of that. But then eventually at one point I was like, look, I need you to do right by me. Like, we can set up a payment plan. We can do this in installments, but it's been a long time and I need that back. And he just never really responded to it.
I mean, even if he just agreed to give you your money back, I doubt you would have complained about that.
I said, I don't need, like, even the $400. I just want the initial what I loaned you.
Like, right, bro. I'm not like your buddy that just let you borrow money, dude.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like I feel for him if he is going through some personal shit. But as a guy that's, first of all, like, I think it's kind of icky to even put it out there to ask for investments from your fans and shit. I think that's kind of, if you're trying to, like, big time and shit, which Joker seems to be always trying to do, like, I think it's kind of weird to, like, even put that call out for investors, you know? I think it's awesome. Like, I would be willing to put money toward someone I had faith in, you know? So I could see myself doing that. So this isn't a slight on you by any means. But I just think, like, for him to even be asking that, it's already kind of like, really, bro? Like you don't have anybody else that's, like, putting the money into it to you. I guess it makes you wonder, like, where is he getting his money anyways? Like, what is he doing with this shit?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
I see, like, I've seen his fucking pictures of his studio and shit. It's like, it's incredible.
He upgraded his studio twice since I've, he upgraded his studio twice. He moved. He had a separate condo that he turned into a studio, and then the Juggalo song, right?
Yeah,
he had it posted on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, and that was a high quality video,
right? That to post a video on World Star Hip Hop, I just checked, it's $8,000.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
This is kind of pissing me off more and more that I hear.
So then tell Carver and the listeners what he said about his Kanye meeting.
Oh, okay. So I don't really know what's going on with that, to be completely honest, but it's for his band, right? I don't want to give him a whole bunch of free publicity or anything, but yeah, I went public, you know, and he said it was all lies, it was all slander, but all I did was I took a screen recording and I went through our chat log. So I didn't, you know, I explained what the messages said. So he went into my DMs. He said he was going to threaten a slander lawsuit. He said that I was losing the best friend he could ever have. He swore at me, you know. And he said, call me if you want to make this right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I call him and I ask, do you have a date? And I don't know if this is on what you recorded. I haven't actually watched the video that he posted yet. But I said, do you have a date by which you can pay me the money you owe? And he responded aggressively. He said, no, use the N-word. He said, I don't have a fucking date.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, we don't have anything to talk about. And he said, okay, bye. Hung up. He called me back. His tone is surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, significantly calmer.
Yeah.
Right. More laid back. He says, I'm sorry. I was speaking out of anger. And then he goes and he tells this, you know, COVID, my wife, et cetera, et cetera. I have this. And he said, I need to get more money from investors before I can pay you back. And I'm going in front of Kanye. I'm going in front of Good Music with this band, which I know nothing about. I don't know anything about that. Apparently he's mentioned it other places, but I don't know anything about it. And I just got frustrated. And I got annoyed of hearing like, I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I was literally about to say that.
And then when I get the money back, I can invest in you.
Yep.
Or I can pay you back.
This dude turned rap into a Ponzi scheme, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, like, is this meeting even a real meeting?
All right. I'll fill you guys in. From what I gathered, just from your video and I did watch his video of his conversation too, which, by the way, Emery posted a 12-minute video with no cuts of him just scrolling through his shit, you know, of their conversation and commentating like, here's what I'm saying. By the way, you were way too nice to him over this time.
Yeah, I know. I feel really stupid.
It's okay. I'm like I said, man, I feel for you because I'm in a similar way.
It's all lies, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you fabricate that?
You can't. So he's scrolling through. And by the way, Joker never once reached out to you to say like, hey man, just letting you know, sorry, it's been a while. I'm just letting you know, I'm still working on it. I didn't forget about you. Even little shit like that, I think would have helped.
He reached out to tell me that PayPal locked his funds.
That's right.
So he needed me to refund it and send. And then at one point I tried to, and I said, well, I contacted PayPal and they said it's already been withdrawn into a bank account. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I was boned.
So,
and
so
I should have known immediately there. I had suspicions.
So yeah, he sent the money. He says PayPal locked the account. I need you to get the money back and then send it to me on this other account. Does that not just scream sketchy shit?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know,
and they were both his wife's accounts, by the way. They weren't his, like, it wasn't a Joker account.
Yeah.
His wife's.
Maybe account. Like if they are getting divorced, she's shaking him down and he's just like, is trying to just get money however he can.
I can't speak on
that. She doesn't.
Purely speculation.
I know. That's all, dude. All our show. I don't know if you've ever seen our show. It's all speculation. That's all we do is shit talk, man.
Okay.
But nevertheless, like, I don't know what the fuck that guy's going on money wise.
I mean, a lot of our shit's educated guesses. I mean, we're not, you know, we're not just.
Mine is, you know, the video I post is literally just the logs, and there's his voice chat. And at one point he asked me to invest more when he first announced the Juggalo project. Yeah. He's like, oh, go big. You already invested. Go bigger. I'm like, you know,
yeah, dude. No. Like, get the, so let me ask you this. Since you posted the video, have you heard from anyone else that invested or,
Oh, okay. I have, I don't really want to put their information out there, but I've heard,
don't put their info, but I do want to know, like, if the more people have had a similar experience.
So there's the woman who he always calls a crazy, crazy bitch.
Yes.
For, you know, who invested, $20,000 or so.
But you've talked to that woman?
Yeah, I've talked to her since then. He thought she was planning this, and she was like,
that's what I gathered,
controlling all these puppet strings. But I didn't talk to her till after this.
Wow.
I mean, I had talked to her before I posted it, but we hadn't planned anything.
I see.
And I hadn't talked to her for like months.
I see.
Like, I talked and I was like,
So
did something like this happen to you?
I was gonna say, can I ask, like, is there a Facebook group or something where there's like people who invested in the Joker and got scammed or something like that? Like, how do you even like interact with them? Or is this,
a lot of them have just messaged me because of this.
Okay.
Or he said, oh, you're just doing like what Massetti and what Massive Man did. You're just on. And I didn't know what they did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To their Facebook. And I saw their post and I was like, that's weird. So I messaged them. And I heard about what happened with them, and all their stuff is public on their Facebook.
And it's all pretty similar.
Yeah. Well, some of them is like Massetti lived with him.
Yeah.
Right. Massive Man, it was more music related. Another guy said that he wasn't paid engineering fees. People have paid for verses, or people have paid for like mixing and mastering. And they were just like ran through an automator,
mm-hmm.
or they were outsourced video editing. Just like services that weren't rendered to the extent that he said they would be, or weren't rendered at all. And then I've heard, I don't know, because we can't talk about
purely speculation.
People,
purely yes. speculation.
I've heard there are other people who he's had sign NDAs. So they can't even talk about it.
Oh, wow. So
I am looking to get in contact with people if they can provide proof.
Okay.
And if you have proof, screenshot it now, because dude's probably cleaning house and deleting all these messages. So,
man,
so I wouldn't be surprised.
So have you talked to anybody other than the Scotland lady?
I talked to Massetti. I talked to a guy who said that he's been owed some engineering fees. I've been talked to
anyone else. Is there anyone else that donated just as investors like you?
Not that I found yet, but this is also like less than a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to look into it.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Okay.
I know he did the investor thing with the Coming Home album, but that was also for a product, and that can probably be, you know, he can say, well, this product hasn't because of COVID, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think
course.
That's something that would be his. But maybe most people were smarter than I and then didn't just give this guy money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I imagine he probably made a pretty penny off of like his Coming Home merch drop and shit. You know, like had a lot of shit on there, and it wasn't super expensive or anything. I know he has a decent amount of fans, so mm-hmm. I have to think he made some money off of that. You know,
yeah, something. You think
it's just mind blowing that he just like what? Okay, as you become like a public figure, you know, even in the Juggalo world, like why would you start fucking people over? Don't you know that would come around? Like, it's just wild to me. Like that mindset, man, it's just so crazy.
I think he honestly, and this is my opinion, I think he thinks either Juggalos are too stupid or too poor to get attorneys.
Yeah. That would make sense. Yeah. You're probably right, so. Man.
I mean, it was weird that he was dissing the whole scene for how long?
Yeah.
Years?
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of years at least.
And then all
dissing
sudden,
Juggalos and shit.
And then all of a sudden it was like 360, you know, it was a 180.
Yeah.
Whatever. And
he was on your guys. He was on Fagel Lovers.
Yeah.
He was all over.
And then damage it's control. Like, yeah. And then damage control. And, you know, let me get some money from let me get some money from these saps.
The Joker is he's a very talented rapper and salesman.
Yeah.
He's
and
like,
I would say engineer for his own music.
Sure.
Own music.
Okay. I'll give him that.
His mixing is pretty good.
he's a very, like he just, it, he oozes like that gross, like salesman shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's just all I'm like seeing and feeling when I talk about this shit.
A lot. I remember the interview we had with him. A lot of it was, you know, his sob story, but yes. Like that sob story, but I don't want to give you guys a sob story, but here's my sob story
type
of thing. And then, you know, a lot of it was like, you know, my God given talent mm-hmm. gives me this, gives me this over everybody else. I have this God given talent.
He's very confident.
Yeah. He is.
one other kind of side note, he recorded our phone call.
Yeah.
And California, where he lives, is a two-party consent state for recording. So I don't think that was legal.
Yeah.
I don't think he legally could record that call.
Yeah, man.
Which might be why the video is private now.
I hope he saved it.
Or it could have been because literally every comment was dragging him.
Did you download it?
No one. Of course.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I did, and then four or five other people.
Good. All right, man. Good.
I got to download it.
Cover your ass, man. Yeah. that's good thinking.
Yeah. You know.
This guy's a real... I don't know, man. I hesitate to just shit talk him, but it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's weird because most people with like that kind of artistic talent, usually that's all they put their energy into. And this guy seems like he knows some, you know, Joker seems like he knows a lot about law. He knows a lot about scamming and scheming. Yeah. And, you know, it's like
he works with. Like he's working, he did a video with Ari the Rugged Man recently. He recorded that video.
Okay.
He works with Gmo, mm-hmm. right? He does stuff with Mega Ran. He's done stuff, you know, I think he and Loki are homies. Like he knows people, and I'm sure he doesn't screw them over.
Yeah. yeah. He's a real wild card, man. Like I don't know. I honestly actually invited him to come back on the show. About maybe two months ago, I sent him a message, like kind of salty. I was like, hey, if you want to come on my show to talk about where coming home is, I think you have, whatever. I said, I think you should, you know, tell the Juggalos what's going on with that. And he eventually messaged me back like, okay, I'll come on or whatever. I literally never even bothered responding. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I honestly don't want to even give him a platform anymore. Like,
yeah.
he's just going to talk out of his ass the whole time anyways, you know? So I don't know, whatever. You got my $20, Joker. Good job. So that'll be the last, whatever.
A lot of times these people, you know, create people like him or, you know, they create like excuses and, you know, for everything they do.
Yeah.
It's almost a mental illness. They'll, you know, well, I had to do this. I'll get them back. And they really think in their mind that they're going to, you know, redeem and do all this. And, but it's always on the back burner. It's always on the back end of everything.
Yeah. I was going to mention this. He said about the Kanye thing, from what I gathered from y'all's conversations, he said that he had a meeting set up with Kanye's like management or whatever to, I don't know. What do you do?
Pitch his band.
Yeah. Pitch your band.
Pitch his band for Kanye to sign him.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, he's fucking delusional if he thinks that would work out.
Dude, like Kanye gives a fuck right now about someone like Joker.
Exactly, dude. That's
like, he's getting divorced. He's having problems with his kids. Like Kanye could give a fuck less about Joker.
I don't know what he would think would come out of that meeting. Hey, I will say the Joker, I listened to, he released at the last gathering, an online, like kind of prelude to coming home. It had a Jester is the name of the band. At the end of the album, he's like, Joker, pretty much like, Joker's over. Now I'm doing Jester. It's my new band. Here it is. And like then there's a song by Jester at the end. And it's like, oh, way overproduced, like crazy music, you know, like orchestra. He's got like a fucking symphony orchestra type shit. You know what I mean? Like, bro, who do you think's buying this shit? Mm-hmm. Just rap your ass off like you already know how to do and pump some decent shit out. What the fuck is taking so long, dude? You don't need investors to put out good music.
Yeah.
Apparently he's doing another diss album.
Yeah.
Like, and there might be a diss for me on that.
I hope you get one, bro. That'd be great.
It's a $2,000 personal customized diss track. Huh?
That's all it costs. Yeah. That's hilarious. All right. We don't have to keep dwelling on the Joker and shit. I did want to talk to you about some Juggalo shit too.
Yeah.
So by the way, loving the Ringmaster hat.
Oh, thank you.
You are a Juggalo, right? You're not just a Joker fan. All right.
Yes, I'm a Juggalo. I've been for a while.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, how long you been down?
It's like sixth or seventh grade, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how old are you?
How old am I? I turned 30 this year.
Okay.
In September.
Okay. So you got a good 20 years of Juggalo.
Yeah, good chunk. I would say around 2004.
Okay.
Is when I heavily became Juggalo. Found some songs on that my brother had downloaded, you know, Crate Malenko dating game, etc. The Netten game, mm-hmm. spelled wrong.
Of course.
And so I hopped on Kazaa and looked for more. And yeah, it just eventually bloomed into this wonderful subculture we have. It's such a wild, wild ride.
Yeah, we know, man. We get it.
Yeah. Met my best friends. They're not really into music anymore, but yeah, we're still friends, and just met a lot of really cool people and had a lot of really cool experiences because of ICP and Star Carnival and Juggalos.
Hell yeah, dude. So where are you from?
I'm from Nebraska, Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah. Neat. How was that?
I mean, it was okay. I don't know. Well, I guess I live in Seoul now, so it was small.
Yeah.
yeah, it was a small town. But it was okay. You know, I didn't really know anything different, but.
No, I gotcha.
I gotta ask, do you run into any Juggalos, ICP fans in Seoul?
Like, I did natives? Once. No. I've been trying so hard. Oh my gosh. That would be like my dream come true to find a Korean Juggalo. But not yet. Yeah. So if anyone knows any Juggalos in Korea, please have them contact me.
That's awesome. have you ever been able to go somewhere and buy a Juggalo item in Korea?
No, I have to do mail forwarding.
Yeah, yeah. They gotta have record stores and shit with American shit, right?
They do, but I've never seen. I've looked every single time, but I've never seen any ICP stuff. I haven't even seen like Juggalo adjacent stuff, like Tech N9ne.
Really?
None of it. No.
So it's all like all fucking BTS, right?
Yeah, actually my girlfriend is like BTS army, like, so
hell yeah,
you know, she doesn't really get the Juggalo thing, but she gets the Juggalo thing.
Yeah, I mean, BTS army, like my daughter was super into BTS for like a year, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason she dropped out of it, but like it's cool, man. Like they treat each other like family, and it's a cool little
meetups. They got like, yep. you know, they meet and hang out and watch the concerts, and yeah,
I'm
it's
sure
very similar.
I'm sure my wife would know what you guys are talking about, but I have no clue. What's BTS?
They're a 7-member Korean boy band.
Oh, okay.
But a couple of them can rap their fucking asses off, though.
They can. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Little information. My wife taught in Seoul.
Okay.
For 2 years, and that's actually where I met her. The first 7 months of our relationship was online while she was living in Korea.
That's really cool.
Yeah, man.
How'd she like Seoul?
She liked it. I think it was the last six or seven months. She had some issues with some people that worked with her.
Yeah.
But other than that, she liked it.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. It's a very, very interesting story to tell for how you guys met.
Yeah, it was interesting. She was on vacation and she was visiting the state, you know, coming back home, and that's where I met her. And then, you know, as soon as we met, she was basically going back to finish out her contract.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we pretty much hooked up, and then I was like, "Oh, okay, well, you got to go back to Korea. Well, I guess I have to get all this online, you know, I have to get online now." And mm-hmm. But it was good. It was cool.
So how'd you end up going out there?
So I studied here when I was in university, like 10 years ago.
Okay.
In 2011, I studied in a smaller city, and I really liked it, and I just wanted to come back.
So why did you go there to begin with then, to study? Like, what's the point?
Just exchange semester.
Okay.
Wanted to go somewhere.
Just curious.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's pretty common.
It was cool.
It sounds awesome. I'm not judging. I'm jealous. I think
it's a cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's common. A lot of people do that. They'll go to teach.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool, man. I mean,
I started off in a really, really tiny, like, rural town in Korea and working at a government, you know, at a school. And then I moved to Seoul and I'm working at like a private institution now.
So how long have you been there?
Since 2018.
Okay. Cool.
All of this happened while I was in Korea.
Okay. have you learned Korean while you've been there?
I'm studying.
Okay.
I'm getting better, but I would not say I know Korean by any means. I can have basic conversations.
Is your girlfriend Korean?
Yeah, she's
nice.
Korean.
Cool. That's cool. So she could just kind of translate for you if you guys are out and about, right?
That's handy. But I mean, for most things that I ever like need to talk to people about, like that, I can usually get by.
Oh, okay. Nice. I'm fascinated by that shit, man. I know this isn't Juggalo adjacent. I just think it's cool.
Yeah, well, my wife said it's pretty easy to get around in Seoul without knowing Korean.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people probably speak English, too, because we're Americans are dumb fucks, and we don't learn two languages.
Well, and everyone, you know, English is a global language. So yeah. It's a... But I have been trying to learn because I don't want to have to rely on that. So
what does, how is your, I'm building up to something, but how much Juggalo shit do you listen to like normally these days?
I have some friends that I think are watching this right now. And they're probably like, this guy won't shut the fuck up about ICP. Like, I really like ICP. I don't like Twisted as much anymore, and it's not so much like the split or the beef. It's just the music.
We get it.
But no, I would say if not every day, definitely multiple times a week.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking that is because I'm curious. You know, you don't know anybody in Korea who's a Juggalo, but I'd be curious to see how your Korean girlfriend would react to you always listening to Juggalo shit. I'm curious what she thinks about it.
I mean, she just thinks of it like, oh, this is what I do with BTS. This is what he does with ICP.
Ah, I see.
So
okay.
We kind of got that dynamic where it may not be the same kind of music, but we understand.
Okay. Does she like? Oh, go ahead. No, please go.
There's one song she really likes. She loves the Staleness.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's interesting.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a great one to like.
I love it. I listened to it yesterday. Yeah, it's a great song. You know, hell yeah, that's cool. That's just a weird one to kind of pick out, but I like that. That's cool. At least she has taste. That's a great fucking song.
It's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I was pleasantly surprised when she said that.
So, what's your favorite BTS song?
I don't know. Mic Drop.
Okay.
One of the mic drops they have.
Okay. I'm not familiar with those.
One of the rap heavy ones.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. What about, does she like Stray Kids?
I don't know about that.
Okay. my daughter was super into Stray. They're another crazy. Okay. I thought their music slapped hard. Like they're similar. It's all the same. Like there's 20 bands like that. No. But Stray Kids slap, bro. They got some fucking bangers. Highly recommend checking that shit out.
Well, a lot of that music is based off American pop music. Is it not?
I think they've kind of taken their own lane, but originally, NSYNC, but it's kind of the formula. They have the singer, they have the dancers, and they have the rappers.
All right.
But these guys, like their label when they first started out, wasn't like one of the big labels. Like they basically made their label a big label because they blew up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're like, I mean, for those who don't know about BTS, like, it's literally like an international sensation. Like, they've broken literally every single musical record over the past, like, 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, Korean pop music has been like, I mean, it's been like that for a long time now.
Yeah.
I mean, for a good decade, it's been...
There's Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg did a song with Girls' Generation, and he did a song with Psy. It's the Hallyu, the Korean wave.
And I know there for a while, Korean horror movies were coming out and they were pretty, you know.
I mean, shit, Parasite won Best Picture just like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Parasite's a good film. Mm. I like Old Boy. That's my go-to movie.
That movie is very dope.
Yeah, the Korean one, not the remake. Old Boy. I remember watching that the first time when my buddy showed me that. I was like, what the fuck are we watching?
If y'all don't know about what Old Boy, find the Korean Old Boy and watch that shit. It is fucking dope.
It's great and disturbing.
Don't give anything away.
So many things.
don't look anything up or anything. Just go seek it out. Yeah. It's great.
It's got a little bit of everything in that movie.
The music, the score is amazing.
Yeah, the score. Wow. I mean, there's some action scenes that are really good. All kinds of shit. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I love that movie.
The psychological fucking terror that. Just that it fucking Old Boy, man.
I watched a movie, another Korean movie last year, or it was when my daughter was in her K-pop phase. She wanted to watch Korean movies and shit. I was like, all right. Yeah. I watched one called The Host. It was a scary movie.
The Host. Yeah. I think that was made by the same guy that did Parasite.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's about like a big like monster that came out of the sea and is like eating people. And like, but it has this weird like, almost like detective plot because it kidnaps like a girl and shit. Mm. It's crazy. It's a fucking nuts movie, bro.
But, oh man, yeah, I'll give any Korean movie, like a, you know, thriller, horror, whatever, a chance.
Yeah, it's nuts. Hell yeah. All right.
When I was when the first time I was over here as a student, I went to a DVD bomb, like a DVD room, which I found out that's actually where people go to like hook up to fuck. But I didn't know that. I just wanted to see a movie. So I went and I watched this movie called I Saw the Devil, Angmoro Boata. And it's got the same guy from Old Boy, but he's the villain in this. He's like a serial killer. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That movie's wild. Yeah.
It's called I Saw the Devil.
I saw the devil.
All right.
Yeah. I'll check that out.
And it scared the shit out of me. I was like, someone's going to kidnap me and murder me. What? Like, usually movies don't scare me like that.
Were there people fucking around you?
If there were, I couldn't hear
them. Okay, good.
I couldn't
hear them.
But probably, yeah. In other rooms?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how that should work.
I told my friends, I was like, yeah, I went and saw the devil on the DVD bong. And they all just laughed.
I'm going to have to check that out because this is coming from somebody who saw Old Boy and is telling me that this movie's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up in a different way.
Yeah.
I'll seek that shit out.
It's got the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
In fact, there's another movie made by the same guy who made Old Boy with the main actor as a villain that kills kids.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about
Lady Vengeance. Lady Vengeance. There's like a trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew there was like a trilogy or something with that, and I never saw the other ones, but yeah.
All right, bro. Do you have any, we'll let you go. We've been holding you up for a while. And what shit, it's probably like midnight there, right?
It's 1:30.
God damn. Wow. Was there anything else you wanted to share? I mean, have you had, have you been to the gathering, or have you had any other like cool Juggalo moments you want to share with us before we let you go?
I've been to the gathering a couple times. Okay. I would really like to make it this year if I can. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm trying. I'm gunning for it.
Hell yeah, dude.
I went in 2014 and 2018. I hung out in the Fago Lovers Village.
Okay.
With all the group of people from the forum. We all just hung out.
That's cool.
Those people are cool. I don't really go to Fago Lovers very much anymore.
Yeah.
But I still have love for Scotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, Juggalo, ever since I've become a Juggalo, it's been a part of my life. Never met ICP, surprisingly.
Okay.
But both years I went to the gathering, their meet and greet got canceled. They're sick or something.
That sucks.
But I met a lot of Juggalos, and that's made up for it.
Hell yeah, dude. That's always the best part. For sure. All right, that's what's up, man. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and hang out with us and tell us your Joker story and shit. And I hope you could get some sort of end to that story that is good for you. So we're rooting for you.
All right, I appreciate it. If anyone's out there and they have a story similar to mine or something else that happened to you and you have proof, please reach out on Facebook. It's just Emery Pig.
Okay.
You know, trying to see if I'm the only one or not.
Yeah. Seriously. If any Juggalos have been fucked over by the Joker at all, like you can reach out to us. We'll reach out to Emery if you can't find him or whatever. So, let's figure this shit out. Cause we can't be having this motherfucker.
Hey, let's expose this slime.
All right, Emery, thanks for hanging out, bro. Seriously. You're cool as fuck. Oh shit. Didn't mean to do that. We appreciate you hanging out, and thanks for hanging, dude.
All right, man. Nice to meet you. How's it going, buddy?
Appreciate it. You guys have a nice day.
Thanks, man. You too. See you. All right, man.
I'm going to go run and tinkle real quick. I'll be right back.
All right, cool. Whoa. All right, you're good. Man, that was real cool. I'm going to awkwardly be here for like 1 minute until Carver gets back. Oh, here. In the meantime, I'll show you guys this. I posted this on Instagram yesterday. I got this fucking Twisted record. I know I told him I wasn't going to give him no more money, but I was supporting my local record store for Record Store Day. So fuck you. Twisted Record Store Day exclusive. I liked how it looked. It's die cut, meaning it's like, it's not a circle record. It's like got this weird like shape to it. Kind of see, it's literally shaped like the Twisted logo. It's pretty cool. I got number 23 of 1,000. I didn't even look at that while I was there. I wonder if they had like 20 of these. Wonder if I could have got like 5, you know? I don't know. I don't know why the place I went would have had the first 20, but kind of weird. I haven't listened to it yet. I think Gage might have reached out to me on Facebook and said that, or somebody. I don't want to make him the person that says this. I guess someone reached out to me on Facebook and said the song sounded like shit. So it does mix and produce by James Garcia, which is Young Wicked, you know. But yeah, anyway. All right, sorry y'all. Let's see what y'all were going through in the chat. You ran into Joker and got ripped off because of knowing the Juggalo world. As much as Joker tries to distance himself, it's funny he decided to pander. Yeah, that's true. I think he's literally just about finding the easiest path to getting his fucking pockets lined. Like, it's not about music to him, it seems, you know. It maybe was at one point, but see, I mean, this motherfucker is literally pulling a Ponzi scheme to try to make money and promotes records 2 years before they come out and collects money. Like, that's some sketchy, fucked up shit. He usually comes through, but I mean, and by that, I mean, releases the shit he says he's going to. But when the fuck are we going to get this Coming Home album? You know what I mean?
Come on, Joker. Come on. What's wrong with you? Bring it. Bring it. Pay everybody back. Drop the fucking albums and just be a man. Just fucking be a man. Man up, man. Man up.
Be a man, Joke. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Emery. That's what I heard. Be a man, Joker. Come on, you chump. Never thought Joker would go out like a punk.
That was a good parody of or remix of the Macho Man.
Be a man, Hulk. Thanks, man.
Hey, man, I'm sorry I had to go to the bathroom.
It's all right.
I want to apologize to everybody for having to leave Geezy by himself.
It's all right, man. I held it down. I showed off the Twisted vinyl that I haven't listened to yet. Somebody messaged me and said that song sucked.
Which one?
The song that's on this.
Oh, yeah. I have no clue.
I don't know either. I just wanted the thing. I was already there. I was
pretty
like,
cool.
It was a cool like item. I'll probably end up selling it sometime. Maybe if I can get more than $17 for it.
Yeah.
But there's only 1,000, so that's kind of cool. It's always cool to have something that like is a numbered thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to look up my Facebook message. Oh, here it is. Justin J. Dirty Malloy. I bought these albums from him. I just wanted to shout him out on Facebook. He had all kinds of shit on Psychopathic Museum. I got all this shit. The
physical copies of the Mikey Clark murder mix. Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. Like, I'd never even seen those. I was like, I can't not get them, you know?
I wonder how many of these got printed up.
I know. They're pretty, I mean, those ones are kind of beat up, but they play.
Yeah.
I also never got Mighty Death Pop. This doesn't have any bonus discs, but I was like, fuck it. I want the actual album. And I got a copy of Found.
But fucking Mike.
Hit him up, man. That guy's a great seller. He sent my shit out. He sent me pictures of the package, sent me picture of the tracking, like sent it out the next day. Really easy to work with guy, man. And he sells a lot of shit on there, so I wanted to shout him out. Yep. Good quality shit. He had a lot of CDs, man. Pretty good deals too. So hit him up. All right, man.
Oh yeah.
All right, you want to finally listen to Opaque Brotherhood?
Let's go through. We can skim through this, man.
Yeah.
Dirt. There's nothing that, like, I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
This is a bad thing, but there's no lyrics that jump out to me on this album that I remember. You know, like, like some of the verses off of Tales, you know?
Sure. Or even Black Rain.
Yeah, there's definitely some. It just, I mean, now from what I hear about this album, I mean, it's good. I mean, this is a fucking great album. I liked everything I've heard from it. There's definitely some songs that are stronger than others.
Yeah, for sure.
But I believe from what I read, it was produced by Kuma. So I believe
all of it.
I believe so.
Oh shit!
I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to look up. Oh yeah, look, it says producer Brian Kuma. Dude, the production on this album is the best thing about it.
Yeah, it's produced very well.
Because the songs themselves, some of them are really fucking whack. Some of the like topics, you know, some of them.
What about this one? What about the intro?
The intro is one of the dopest songs on here.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Honestly, this shit is so fucking tight. This is the number one thing I remember when I think about this album.
dominate your mind.
I remember when this album first came out, it was at the time I didn't care about ICP. There was a good 3 years.
2008.
Yeah, there was a good 3 years that I did not care about ICP or anything Psychopathic did at all.
Sure.
And this was one of the years, 2008. It wasn't until Bang Pow Boom came out that I jumped back on. But 2008, I didn't know anything what was going on.
Yeah.
But I did hear a new Lotus album came out. I threw it in, downloaded it, threw it in, heard this, thought it sounded pretty cool, and then it went on into the next couple songs, and I was like, this is whack, and immediately turned it off.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then...
It definitely didn't... I mean, we had... How long was it from Black Rain? Black Rain came out, what, 2004?
Yeah.
It'd been 4 fucking years, yeah. You know? Anyways, I'm sorry.
And just... The fact that it didn't sound like that, and then there was a good 3 year gap. I didn't care.
Yep.
It didn't hit me.
Yeah.
But then I remember throwing it in a couple years ago and kind of skimming through, and I was like, this doesn't sound too bad. Let me give this another chance.
Sure.
And then we listened to it earlier today while we were working, and I was like, yeah, I like it. I liked everything I heard for the most part.
Yeah, man. It's really not bad. Like, I think it's aged better.
Yeah.
It sounds better today than it did back then, I think, for sure. Because I think our standards were a little higher back then, too, for what it's worth. And I'm like you. I wasn't... 2008, what, like, in ICP's history, where does that put...
It was before Bang Pow Boom. It was after...
After the Calm, after Tempest.
After Tempest. It was right there in that area.
Yeah, so I was falling off. Like, I had my first kid. Like, I wasn't listening to ICP.
Yeah, really. Tempest came out, and I was like, Tempest is all right. Yeah. But, like, even back then, I was just like, they're done. They're not.
Which, by the way, just had 15th anniversary of Tempest last month, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm with you. I was, like, not really paying attention at this time. Yeah. But so that said, like, I'm like you. I listened to it maybe once or twice, and I was like, there's a couple bangers in there. Oh, here's Blaze using his... He's using his high voice.
Yeah.
He's spitting, though.
Yeah, I thought, like, this... I like this beat.
I hate the hook on this song.
It almost reminds me of a... It almost reminds me of a Hell's Pit or Wraith kind of hook.
I can see
Hell's
that.
Pit or Shangri-La kind of hook. With, like, the Rocky type shit.
I just don't like how Jamie raps right along with the... It reminds me of, like, his shit on, like, Wizard of the Hood.
Yeah.
Like, this is the right turn. Like,
yeah.
All right, it's a lot. It's just a lot.
I like Jay's verse right here.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh, yeah, this... Monoxide is dope as fuck right here. Better than, it's just one of the best verses I remember hearing on this shit.
I like how they have, like, he has, like, his low version behind, like, I know they do that a lot, but it sounds so good right there.
Of any Psychopathic release.
It's a bold claim, just so for the listeners. Opaque Brotherhood has the best intro of any Psychopathic release, says Clowny Boy.
Whew, that is a tall order.
That is. It is very dope, I will admit. It's probably top 10 at least, but I don't know if I could say all that.
Like,
I
mean, some of the classic Joker's cards, I don't know.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. Like, that's a bold statement. Of all the Dark Lotuses, probably, but... The Black Rain intro was very, very fucking dope, too.
Black Rain was really good. I like that.
Everybody spits hard as fuck on this song. I like everything about it except the hook. It's just, this is a good, like, concert song. Like, I could see the strobe light and them banging their dreads, you know?
In Bloom, which is the name of a Nirvana song.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I never made that connection. I mean, they went really hard on the Lotus imagery, I think, with this, where they typically don't talk too much about, like, the flower itself. But, I mean, this, they got Withered, which is talking about it. Like, they have just a few, I don't know, that's the only other example, I guess. But there's a few, some other lyrics where they're, like, really... Like shoehorning the flower in there, you know.
Now, as far as, like, the entire Lotus catalog, are you happy with the lore that they created with that?
I don't even know that there is lore. Like, to me, the lore is just like, we're mysterious rapping guys.
I always felt like the lore was they were like a secret society.
Okay. All right.
And yeah, I think they talk a little bit more about that on this album, but it almost felt like they were a cult.
Okay.
Like they were a secret society that was into the occult.
Oh, listen. He's doing that shit. That's how he raps on, like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Almost the way, like, Skull and Bones or The Masons or something.
Okay.
They were just a rap version of an occultic fucking secret society.
Okay. If we're going with that gimmick, which I guess makes perfect sense, but I never quite put that together. Even the name, the Opaque Brotherhood, is the perfect name for that.
Yeah. And the imagery with the robes and those.
And this song's literally called Follow the Leader.
Yeah. And it was like an inverted, twisted version of religion.
Okay.
Which is what a lot of cults are.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a disturbing reflection of a religion.
Yeah. I see that.
You know.
I like that. I think that's a good explanation of the gimmick.
I pretty much think that's all you really need.
Well, that said, then this album, I think, definitely goes hardest on that gimmick.
Yeah, I think this album is for sure, like, they were able to, you know, portray that imagery the best.
One interesting thing is there's no ABK. It's just 5 pedals on this album.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on at that time with them and ABK. I'm sure he was still around, so I don't know what the fuck, like, I don't know. I don't know what was going on, man.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
After Dirty History, probably after Road Fools.
Yeah, I don't know. And if there's any of you guys out there that know why ABK was not on this album, I would love to know. Because I liked him on Black Rain. I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. I thought he added to it. The Deep Sea said it seemed like they kind of put the emphasis on dark magic and focused more on the story of the Lotus with this one.
Yeah.
They put less emphasis on dark magic and focused more on... Yeah, I think that's all right.
Well, they're like, for any type of like secret society occult, there's always the occult practices, which is their black magic and their seances and their rituals, which was the first one.
Even, but this song is specifically, I should say, is a good example of that too. They're at least Follow My Lead to the Spiral, and then they're talking about some weird shit on this song.
Yeah, which a spiral is you know, the occult, a lot of occultic symbolism uses spirals.
I
feel like they did their homework for this album.
Yeah. But I also feel like this song is also a metaphor. They're saying we're so ahead of our time, you can't duplicate one of a kind. I think they're talking about them musically also at the same time. I think the gimmick is there, but they're also talking about y'all can't fuck with us, you know? Yeah. But I don't know what follow our lead would mean. Maybe just talking to the Juggalos, follow our lead, you know? Follow the Opaque Brotherhood.
Yeah.
We've talked about the ABK Red Lotus obviously many times. Like, I just want to make it clear. Like, I think when people talk about the Gold Lotus versus Red Lotus tales, when people shit on the ABK version, people misunderstand it, think they're shitting on ABK.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone is shitting on ABK. Like, one, it wasn't his fault, and two, it was just a badly produced way of shoving him in that album. That's my problem with it.
It's the same way with like the Star Wars shit. Like when they would go, they took the original Star Wars movies and then, you know, shoved a bunch of shit in there that made him fucking suck.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that like
ABK's verses were fine. I have zero issues with his verses.
It's just you were so used to the fucking the Mars version.
Yeah.
It fit. That's what you expected. That's what you anticipated. It was so burned into your brain, and then they released that ABK version, and you're like, why the fuck? Why? Who cares? Yeah. Why even do it?
I know.
Why even do it?
And if you're going to do it and make this the definitive version that we're going to make a vinyl of, that we're going to put on Spotify and never have the red one available, that we're going to keep selling, this is the version. We're not gonna spend any time though actually having the mixing and mastering done properly, and we're gonna shove you in there with Mars's vocals behind you on some of the songs. Some of the songs we're not gonna have you do at all. Like, why not go hard on it if this is gonna be the definitive one?
Yeah, it was.
That's my problem.
It was just shittily done.
Yes,
you know, Or you know, they could have done something other. Like, they could have just cut Mars' verse out of some of those songs and kept it that way, yep. Not even put ABK in, and then make a few new tracks with ABK in it.
Yeah.
And then take some of the songs that worked, where it's like, okay, this song sounds okay if we cut Mars yep. out and put ABK in, and made it, like, not just like a, you know, I don't know.
That was the, I think that's everyone's problem with it. Yeah. It just didn't
sound right.
That's why when Black Rain come out, no one cares about ABK on Black Rain.
Yeah,
we welcome it. It's fine.
Great.
So I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, it's not the hate for ABK. It's just the fact that it was shittily done.
Yes. Black Sand. This song is kind of cool. Like, just, I mean, again, this is another one. The hook I don't love, but Jamie's using his fucking weird guy voice. Yeah.
Black Sand. I don't mind it. It's okay.
It's all right. This is just like lore shit.
It was hard not to have a mental meltdown every time one of the verses came up.
Dude, I literally can't listen to the gold one. I can't fucking do it.
I know. I can't even. I've never have listened to it all the way through.
I forced myself like many times, but I hate it every time. It's far inferior.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, this song's just okay. I'm just gonna skip it. I mean, it's all right. It's fine. This song's pretty dope. Can You Keep a Secret?
Now, I'm not sure if this is like just them telling individual little, can you keep this secret? It's not like a big secret that everybody's right. keeping.
They're just talking about weird shit, but I like how they keep saying like I'm poster.
Yeah.
It was a cool style. Like,
it is a cool style. The first time I listened to this back when it came out, I remember going, what the fuck, this is dumb.
They literally like don't even have to rhyme. Like, they don't even rhyme their verses. They just say a phrase like I'm posta.
Yeah,
but it works. I mean, it sounds cool, you know. Ignoring that shit. But
like I'm posta.
Jamie sounds cool on this.
Like I'm posta. Every one of his teeth like a poster.
Yeah, that song's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The hook's cool.
Once again, production is the shining star on this song. Honest.
I keep on hearing Keep It Keebler. Remember that
Can
shit?
Can you keep it Keebler? Yeah, of course.
Keep it Keebler.
We keep it Keebler.
Every now and then that song pops into my head and just that phrase, and I'm like, man, I wish that would have stuck. I wish people still to this day said Keep It Keebler.
I know, man. Once I watched that, whatever that guy's name, that Crip guy we were watching earlier, I wanted to really like add it into my vernacular, Keep It 55th.
Keep It 55th.
I'm trying
bro.
To do that, but it's hard.
55th.
It's hard to remember to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep It 55th straight.
Keep It 55th straight, man. Oh, man.
This shit's dope, though. I like this song.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's one of the better ones on here. I'm going to skim through it. There's Monoxide, I think. Ooh, every time he comes in, he sounds good.
Yeah, his voice was really like,
it was in the pocket.
Yeah, his voice sounded incredible back then.
Secret under my pillow like I'm poster. The
severed tongue of a widow named Rosa. I mean, even Jay sounds cool here.
Yeah. I like this beat. It's like it gives a lot of room for the lyrics to shine, you know. So they have to come with it. Disappear off in the night like I'm poster. Very basic.
Yeah.
But it's got a nice, like, it's got a weird, like, interesting, like, vibe, especially with that little bell and
the
shit.
The vibe of the hook almost reminds me of, like, a, I don't know.
I'm like imagining, like the Goosebumps book, The Terror Tower,
yeah.
with the guy with the executioner mask. I don't
almost
know why.
Almost reminds me of, like, a Tim Burton, like, intro to a movie or
sure,
something.
Sure, okay.
You know, you know, like an intro to, like, Beetlejuice or Batman Returns you know, something. If you go back and watch those movies, they have those really, it has that kind of sound, that, like, magic, cartoony orchestra kind of sound.
Oh, I like how that voice, like, whispers in my ear. Yeah. It's just got a lot of cool shit on this song. Such a good track. I agree. Heinous. This song is one of the doper ones on here.
Have to let it kick in here.
Man, Kuma fucking knocked out of the park. I would love for him to do the full six Joker's card, bro.
I hope so, man.
Because
if not Mikey Clark, I mean, Kuma's the best second choice, third, I would say, at this point.
I mean, he's third, let's be honest.
I don't know. Some of those last couple tracks I heard...
For Mike P?
Mike P, dude. They weren't like... I mean, they were
like the Wolf shit was whack.
They were cool, but they didn't sound like a Joker's card kind of thing.
You mean like like Something to See?
Yeah, Something
Panic
to
Attack?
Cool. Did Mike P Panic Attack? Panic Attack's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Kuma... He needs the chance to do it, and I think he'll bring it.
I think so.
I mean, fucking Mike P did the Wraith. I think he's been there. Done
yes,
that.
I agree, man.
So he might not come as hard.
Dude, they should get Mike. Since Mikey Clark never got to do the six, they should get Mikey Clark.
I think
to
if
do the
they
six.
Got Mikey Clark, he would come correct, because Mikey Clark always does.
Makes me want to bust a nut thinking about
Mikey
Clark.
Mikey Clark would come correct. We already know this. But it's just, I don't. He's not as like hungry to do it.
I see.
He probably would if he got the right money, he would do it.
Especially with Kuma saying on that talk show, like, I want to
Kuma's
do it.
Kuma's
like,
hungry
that
to
makes,
do it.
Yeah, I agree with what
That's
you're
what
saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I almost would rather him do it.
I feel that.
At this point.
I didn't know he produced this whole album, man. I didn't know he was working with him back then. This is dope.
Yeah.
Kuma for the six. Get it trending.
And I think Kuma... He understands what Juggalos want.
Yes.
He understands what, like...
I just hope he works with them in the fucking studio. Like, we need that.
I think he would. Absolutely.
God, we need that.
Yeah. I don't think he would do it unless he could work with them in the studio.
Trailer Park Cinderella, what's up, bro? He said Kuma does most of Hell's Pit with Fritz the Cat. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I know Isham did a couple.
I know Isham did some shit, yeah.
I think even ICP was doing some of their own producing at that point, too. But I think Mike P was still working with them on that as well. I don't know if Kuma worked on Hell's... Maybe that's where he came in. It's possible.
Yeah.
You might be right. But I know he did some of the remixes on the remix albums.
Yeah.
So you might be onto something. Oh, by the way, one thing I noticed, he mentioned Fritz the Cat. Fritz the Cat did a remix of this Twisted song. So they're still working with Fritz, which is dope. Didn't know, by the way. Anyways. Oh, Jay, I think, comes through on this track.
A plane wreck.
This is dope, though. I like the hook on this song. The production is dope. What do you think about this song?
Oh,
you sounded just like it.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. It's got a weird... It's got a cool vibe. This has definitely got a Dark Lotus vibe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ken Kniff. Yeah, this shit's dope, man.
Yeah, I like it.
Heinous. Oh, this was always one of my favorite songs on here. Backwards. This is like top three for me, I think. Transcends as I watch it.
I do like that.
Kuma did the remix. Hell's Pit had a lot of Ishan. Yeah, see, he said the same thing.
I think they had some... I don't know. This album, I think they had some very... well put together hooks. I mean, some may have not worked for you as well as others, but...
Oh, this verse reminds me of like a verse you've written where he starts it with a car crash and then he goes backwards. See? Mighty Mighty Drunk Now Back at the Bar. He talked about how he got drunk at the bar and then, but he went backwards. That's pretty dope.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe they all do that.
everything I love is causing me. Well, I mean, it's the title of the song. Check the message on the phone, turn the lights on. But I like how they play with words.
Yeah.
Backwards.
The hook on this just slaps, man.
Jay's verse in this track is excellent. I'll have to re-listen to this because
it sounded like you were just saying that.
No, I'm. That's what the deep sea said. Set her eyes and stepped away. I grabbed the knife out of her throat and hear her say, she doesn't love me, but she.
Oh, he's going backwards too.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah. I mean that's a testament of a good writer. If you can write a story backwards,
it's a great concept.
Yeah. Because I've done it once and it was hard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what he's saying. They all do it.
Another good concept to write about is stopping time. Now, right before you die.
Oh, yeah.
There's some episodes of some shows that have done this. I know Quantum Leap did it, where there's somebody getting shot in an alleyway. They stopped time right before the bullet hit them.
Okay.
And the whole episode was them like figuring out what to do and how to stop it.
Yeah, I like that kind of shit.
And I think Twilight Zone did it.
Yeah, you've done that.
There's that. That's pretty good too. That's a good fucking.
Yeah, you wrote that same song, right?
I've done some shit like that. Yeah. And it's because I've seen it, you know, on shows, sure, and things like that. And it's always resonated with me.
Oh, we missed Jay's excellent verse. You want to skim back a little bit? Jay had the best verses on Lotus. That's a bold claim. I think I do love a lot of Jay's Lotus verses.
I'll go and say the first one. I do love Jay's verses in that. But my finger raised off the trigger and stayed curled. I lifted up off my back and now I'm standing. His fist pulled out of my eye. He's demanding my jacket and wallet, but I walk in reverse back up out of the alley I should have passed in the first place. Time and chance are on my side. It'd be inevitable. It's been denied. Okay.
Nothing crazy, but dope. I mean, he did a good job.
Yeah. I'd have to go back and listen because I remember Jamie's sounding a little.
Yeah, this is a good song. Like, you actually have to listen to, like, the lyrics. I just didn't want to play it and get fucking copyrighted off of every goddamn song on here. Let's see. Boris and Natasha, the movie, had that too with the time reversal. Are you talking about the fucking Bullwinkle movie?
Was it Bullwinkle?
This song is super dope. This is the one that Lil Ninja said was one of his favorite songs. This song is very dope, man. God, I forgot about the song. I like the little sounds in the background and shit.
Yeah, it's extremely interesting samples in this one. No, Boris and Natasha, the movie was from the early 90s.
Never heard of that shit. Keep up. Ooh. I love how that like robotic voice comes in.
I almost feel like you could summon something, listen to this out these Dark Lotus albums.
You should try the seance, bro.
Like if you actually like tried it and shit, like something could happen, you know?
Maybe.
I mean, I ain't lying. It feels that way.
I'm not
saying it, you know, it will, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like, I mean, the Lotus albums have that aura to it.
Bro, I'm going
to
do the seance and like that's in the back of the tales and I'm going to do it and Instagram live it.
I was going to say you got to record it.
Well, what if it doesn't work though, if you're being observed?
That's a good question. That's why we've never caught like actual any real evidence of ghosts and demons on camera.
You're right.
I mean, that could be very well it, man. People talk about all these things they see and fucking there's still no real evidence of any of it.
It's all orbs and shit.
Yeah.
He said, a Violent J country singer said, Opaque Brotherhood had a lot of good press at the time. My hipster friends from college heard this album before I did. That's shocking.
It really is.
I can't imagine anyone giving a shit about this album other than like a few juggalos.
I know. I mean, I wasn't paying attention at this time, so maybe the press was a little more than what I remember, but I don't remember it fucking barely any press for this. I remember the first album having the most press that I ever remember. The first Dark Lotus album. I remember the build up to it was like the sixth. I mean, it was big.
Yeah.
People wanted that Dark Lotus album, and it was promoted, and it was, you know, it was the first one, and people wanted to know what it was and what it was going to be like. And
I feel it.
I don't remember. Do you remember any press from this album?
No.
I don't.
I mean, I don't remember even seeing this album like ever in a store or anything.
I remember Bang Pow Boom came out around, you know, a year later, and I remember the press for that, and I didn't even care. Yeah. But I remember the press making me care.
I don't remember any press for that.
For Bang Pow Boom? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. There was a lot of press for Bang Pow Boom.
Hmm. Yeah, this song is very, very dope. I love it. They did a great job on like the harmonies and shit on this song.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Kuma fucking knocked it out of the park. This might be the worst song on the album. Followed up. Following the what is probably the best song on the album, we're going to follow with the worst song on the album.
Witch trapped in this song. I remember this. I remember this song. I don't think I made it halfway through this song the first time I listened to it. Are they doing like ASMR hooks now? That's what it sounds like.
She'll haunt you. She'll curse you. She'll hurt you. They're all rapping this bottled, like, weird noise. Like,
Oh, that is not a good effect. I kind of see what they're trying to do, but it didn't work.
And they put it on everybody's voice. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know whose choice that was.
This is this song was a cute little experiment, but it shouldn't have made the fucking cut. I honestly hate this song. I get what they're doing, and it's fine, but
that sounds like a fucking early 2000s cool edit fucking
yes
filter.
Yes, for sure.
I expect more out of the mastering.
Yeah,
from a psychopathic album.
Yeah, this is bad. She'll haunt you. Let's see who comes next.
I'm wondering if they did that because something happened to the files and they just had to do something to cover it up.
No, I think they're trapped in the song, so they're trying to make it sound like they're trapped like in a bottle or something. I think that's what they're going for.
Okay, I mean, a clever idea, but it just didn't.
That's what I'm saying. It's cute, but.
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on. Fuck this song. Opaque Brotherhood, the song, the title track. Already like it.
That sample is hard.
How many songs we got left on this shit? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think this includes the extra songs.
Yeah, the last four are supposed to be the extra, I believe.
Hard as fuck already.
Yeah. That piano sample. Yes. Dude, when you hit that low end of the piano and then put it in like a hard beat, man, sometimes those are the hardest beats ever made.
So dope.
Yeah. I bet you that like you can't hear it here, but that bass line's sick.
Yeah, I like the sounds, like the like that shit floats in and out.
Yeah. Those piano, man.
I like how Jamie just takes it so literally. He's like, oh, basically,
yeah.
That you can't see.
Listen to me, you idiots. Basically, this is what we're saying.
It's just funny. It's just a funny way to write a verse.
Yeah. Just like literally explain everything.
I've done it, you know, I get it, but it's just funny. I like this shit.
I wonder if Jamie didn't know what it meant. He's like, all right, we're writing the Opaque Brotherhood song. What does that mean anyway?
I mean,
well, it means this. All right.
Shaggy literally says, I'm opaque and transparent in the same verse, so he doesn't know what the fuck it means either.
Yeah.
The hook on this is, I remember being pretty dope.
The beat is fucking nuts, man. This is so fucking dope.
Ooh, no hook. Yeah, it's just doing weird noises. Very dark.
I mean, Kuma's smart. He's like, I want a bridge where my beat's playing.
Yeah, very, very, very dope.
What up, Wicked Texan?
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. Watch each and every one of y'all. Ooh. Monoxide. Thanks, bro.
Monoxide knows where to let it breathe, man.
He does.
He knows.
He was in the pocket on this shit, bro. Shaggy was out of pocket on this album once again, but I think he must have been drinking a lot or something.
Yeah.
Monoxide was in the fucking pocket.
And it, you know, and obviously Madrock's a great rapper, but there's sometimes where he does not know where to let it breathe.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the best parts of like lines are the spaces in between.
Right? Yes, I agree.
Where you know where to let it hit. You know where to let that last word like sink in.
Can't see through the opaque brotherhood. That's such a dope line. Can't see through the opaque brotherhood. Ugh.
That is good.
I want. It makes you wonder where they came up with it, like the Opaque Brotherhood. Like, did they think deeper, or did they just think, this sounds dope? Yeah. You can't see through us, we're opaque. Like, there had to be a meeting where they talked about this, right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'll say there, like, this, like, when I say this album doesn't stand out like maybe the old ones, it's in a way to where the old ones stood out like lines would pop out at you.
Yeah.
And most of the time when I say that, it's because it made me laugh.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
It made me go, ha, that's funny.
Right.
This whole, like, a lot of this shit sounds cool. You know, it's like almost every line and everything they really worked and crafted, but nothing like pops out like almost like, you know, a bit.
Yeah,
or,
I got you.
Or you know, like a, you know, something that they go, they want you to fucking kind of go, this one is like they're just trying to really make it sound.
And they stick with the gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
Like a lot of times they'll just let like little funny lines slide in there, but it's like they didn't do that with this album.
Yeah. Hot Poison. This is one of my least favorite tracks on here, I think. Wacky beat.
Yeah, this sounds like cartoony as hell, but it's I mean, I like it. It's cool.
I don't hate it, but the hook I think is pretty bad.
Is more wicked than Black Rain, Wicked Texan. Yeah, I'll agree. I mean, Black Rain's, it's more, I don't know. Black Rain is more, seems more psychological. Like it's almost more, they're telling stories and they're, you know, they got, it's almost in between what Tales and Opaque Brotherhood is. Like Black Rain's right there in between. You got Tales, which is like funny, Black Matt, but there's definitely some black.
There's some dark shit.
There's
on
some
it.
Dark shit on Tales, but a lot
they're
of it's
still
funny.
Figuring it out.
Yeah. And then this one, it's like they kind of got where they wanted.
The hook on this song is, it reminds me of something off like The Calm.
Yeah, Black Rain, I agree. Black Rain was definitely more of a formula.
Mm.
Like every song kind of had the same formula.
Mm. Okay. I like it. I mean, the lyrics on this song sound pretty dope. I like how, like what they're saying and shit. I just don't like the sound of this one particularly. The blood clots. Me plus four more venomous
as pedals. We re-ablaze hell the same day it froze. We didn't pick our spots in the shit. We're chosen. Now come on here, bitch, and feel this hot poison.
Like, Shaggy didn't rhyme one time on his verse.
Yeah.
He tried to rhyme frozen with poison, and it was close. See, it's like, I don't know. I'm skipping that shit.
Yeah.
Falling. This song is dope. We were listening to this right before the show. I wish I had that physical copy of this album. I should have got that from my man.
Yeah, I've almost ordered this album many times.
I don't think it's expensive. I think it's fairly easy to find. I'll have to hit Jay Dirty up. I asked him if he had a copy of you listen to this, my bad. I asked him if he had a copy of Freedom is a State of Mind. Ooh. From Corporate Avenger.
Oh.
Because I lost my disc for that a long time ago.
Corporate Avenger. Your favorite track is Fallen. Why is that? Just interested. It's a cool track.
The hook is tight. Dope beat. Fuck dying.
Oh yeah.
Fuck dying. Fuck dying. Fuck dying.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's catchy. It's pretty cool.
I think this is a very, like, this is a pretty chill, like, kind of happy sounding song. Sounds like talking about some dark shit still, but
yeah, this kind of gives me a Black Rain feel. Yeah, it's a good concept. Like,
they're talking about jumping over the edge.
Yeah,
he said, "I tell you the real reason that Paul jumped." <It's> like,
yeah, flying instead of hitting the ground. Yeah, yeah. I like the happy sound. I like the happy sounding shit.
You're gonna tell me this doesn't sound happy sounding? I mean, there's like, it sounds like fucking like, it sounds like clown shit in the background and stuff. You know, like,
it. I wouldn't say it sounds happy, but it definitely sounds like melancholy.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
the lyrics maybe. I don't think the sound of it. The sound of it is like, this song could be about like drinking Faygo or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it is definitely in that more upbeat pocket of sounding.
I guess that's what I mean. You know, it's upbeat.
It doesn't sound dark and depressing and wicked.
It's not dreary.
Yeah.
This part's pretty dope. Like the scratching and shit. I wonder if Shaggy did the scratching.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. It sounds pretty psycho, yeah. Mike, there could definitely be a psycho happy or a psycho upbeat kind of thing, which, you know, which is, which is a lot of ICP and psychopathic music.
I like that noise. That wiggly, like, sound effect. It's cool. All right, moving on.
That's a good one, though.
That song is very tight.
I like it.
That's one of the better ones. Like, re-listening to this album again, like I said, I listened to it earlier this week or last week, and I hadn't listened to it in years.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was finding shit to like about it. Like, I really didn't have much bad shit to say.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple songs I really dislike, but the rest of it's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah, I'm going to have to order this and listen to it more, man.
Sure.
I like it.
I know, like, that's why
I just don't have a nostalgic connection to it, yeah. But it's almost like listening to a new psychopathic album at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to go back and get some of these that, like, I slept on, you know, that I've developed a new appreciation for. So I will definitely get this and add it to the collection.
Yeah, it goes back to what we've talked about before, is like a lot of these psychopathic albums age like wine. I mean, they just get better with time.
Yeah. But is that because the newer shit is worse and we're like, okay, fine, we'll take that? Okay, okay, you're right. That wasn't that bad. It can get worse. Okay.
I think it's a mix between everything. I think it's a mix between we have rose-colored glasses with the nostalgic stuff.
Of course.
You know, with Tails, we probably have rose-colored glasses with that.
Of course.
You know, because there's definitely some songs on Tails that are really fucking goofy and dumb. But then the newer shit, you know, it's we're trying to like it probably and forcing our...
The sound cuts out here because I kicked the cord. Whoops-a-daisy. It's okay. Here it comes. We're coming back now.
There it is. There it be.
Let's make sure they can hear us. All right, sorry about that, y'all. No, I kicked the fucking cord. I got to tape these cords down. I haven't done it yet. My bad.
Yeah, we need to get some. Get
I know.
Some
sorry.
Of that tape.
That's why I was doing this, telling y'all. Sorry, my bad. I knew as soon as I kicked it. All right, my bad. All right,
sorry about that.
I don't even remember what we were saying. Saying we didn't have nostalgia.
Yeah, I don't remember. But Violet J, the country singer, says Marvelous Missing Link actually gets better the more you listen to it. I've heard that about Founds.
Yeah.
I've heard more people say that about Found. Yeah. I actually had Lost. I had a burnt copy of it, and I listened to it quite a bit. And it never really stuck with me.
Lost has a couple bangers, but Found is where it's at. Yeah. Like, that was where they shined.
Yeah.
All right. This song's pretty dope. I do like this song. I don't really have much to say about it. It's a little bit of a background song, though. It's not a skipper, but...
Yeah.
I like Jay's melody here at the end and shit. I'm trapped inside. Just reminds me of some old shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. This is the final track on the regular edition. So this would be the Juggalo family spot. The fucking death don't want you about the Lotus. We'll see how they came on this album. I forget. Yeah. I forgot about this song.
Withered. So it's more of that flower concept.
Already sounds like a ballad. I know we listened to this song earlier, but that's how forgettable it is. I really don't remember it. This song's 7 fucking minutes long, too.
I mean, does it cut off and do like a secret? I don't remember.
I think it just does like those other songs do, where like it just has like a breakdown and just keeps going.
Plus this long ass fucking intro.
I know. We're 43 seconds in.
Minute.
Like a velvet red sunset, a cloud formation, it takes away your breath, you're frozen in the moment.
I mean, this is fine so far, but
much like a northern light show, tornadoes ripping through a vacant land. There's a lotus in the sand, pluck it, hold this in your hand. Notice is fun.
Oh, I know Monoxide comes through with some wacky rapping here in a second.
Forever here to stay.
I'm all alone, I guess. No one to talk to, nobody wanna be the friend that I want to. I thought you maybe could come through and help, but instead you just left me to rhythm and help.
I like it.
Kills it. Kills it.
So smooth.
Yeah. I mean, he went perfect on that beat.
When I'm on with a main man, and I'm on with a main man, nom 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 nom.
Yeah, I mean, just...
It's very dope. And Jay comes in and ruins it. This shit's kind of cool.
It's all right.
I mean, they're definitely talking about some shit. I can't quite put my finger on it. They're just talking about, like, life. This song is for the weed heads. Okay. It's appropriate.
I mean, it's cool. It's hooky. It's, you know, it's...
Is that Shaggy singing in the
back?
carrying on. The moonshine is light. I'm carrying on. Now we out with an unquenchable bottomless thirst. We going out in a place of glory. So call up the hearse. You can pick up all the leaves, but yet the roots still remain.
I don't know what he's talking about. All right, Blaze is coming hard on it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, I'm going to skim through. I mean, you can sit here and keep listening to it.
Yeah.
He's just talking about, they're talking about life, like, yeah, taking a while.
They're just, I think they're talking about, you know,
how they spin
life, them, or I think they're going back and forth, like saying, like, them and life, they're kind of like, it's like a metaphor for the flower.
Yeah.
They've withered, but they're coming back.
Okay.
Maybe. Like they've withered, like they're the flower, you know, they're the lotus flower. They're, you know, the lotus flower is a metaphor for them in their life. They've kind of withered into darkness, but they're coming back.
Okay, maybe.
They're resurrecting or
revitalizing. And they keep coming back. Where did it go? Where did life go?
Yeah. Yeah, life withers away.
Yeah. Whatever.
Something like that. Are we close, Juggalos?
Probably kind of close. All right, fuck it. Let's go to the next song. This song's just okay. Seven.
I would like
minutes.
To talk to someone who, like, this is their song, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
for
this
sure.
This is what speaks to them.
Whose favorite song is Withered?
Yeah.
And the flower dies only to fertilize the renewal of life. I like it.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
I don't think I've ever heard this shit, I'll be honest.
I mean, that's pretty crazy and wacky.
It's weird.
Yeah, this is the kind of rapping like where I think ICP shine.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Shaggy?
This should have made the cut.
Yeah, yeah, these are the bonus track. Yeah, there's four of them.
Wait, look. This is dope, bro. I like this song.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of reminds me of old, like a more of a Tails type of sound.
Yeah. Better jump through fire. That's like some old school rap shit right there.
Yeah, see, even Monoxide's coming with an older style.
Yeah. My reaction to the facts is you better lock your doors until the sun comes back. You got lucky because the moon just passed. Dude, this shit is fucking tight.
Yeah, this is dope.
I've never listened to this song.
What? Blaze with his
old
his
voice.
Yeah.
Low voice Blaze.
I wonder if these are old tracks.
Maybe.
Cause that is old Blaze.
Not
I am Blaze your dad, homie, and I'm
Blaze your dad, homie.
During an eclipse, I'm Blazer dead, homie. During an eclipse.
Damn. You're doing Blaze wrong with that voice, man.
I told you, sound like
maybe
fucking,
it's old demos.
Sound like Michigan J. Frog. Like the fact, get in front of the sun. Stay deep like 6 feet. I'm G.U. under the earth. I'm busting caps at whoever don't want to die. Because when the dark comes and they live in the lock, kiss them goodbye. I'm the 13th one. The dark load is pure bread. With a graveyard of skeletons.
Yeah, see, it's more punchy lines just coming out. Like, they're not so worried about trying to sound
super cool and wicked.
This isn't fitting the gimmick. And this is like, I would say this is probably the most out there track, like, of all the other songs that are technically on the album. So maybe that's why, like, and by out there, I mean, like, not like dark and
doesn't
scary.
Fit the vibe of the album.
Yeah, but
it definitely fits the vibe of past
Dark Lotus
stuff, but not of this particular album.
But he sounds like he's like, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl."
Holy.
That's Blaze's new rap voice.
I mean, it's close. It's very close.
The song's called Hallucinations. Getting to the last couple tracks.
I already like it.
Sounding like Arabic.
Bedlam 85. Well, we're probably almost done, man. You might not have to catch the replay, but go ahead if you would like.
This makes me want to do this. I want to dance like this. Can't help it.
I think it's that cello you're hearing.
Yeah.
That's a cello sample going off in the background. But that's
very, very interesting sounds on this.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and I kind of like these songs. Like, I'm thinking Lotus Flower. I'm thinking, you know, psychedelic properties.
Okay.
In the flowers. And, like, let's eat the shit and go on these fucking hallucinogenic journeys. See? Just classic punchy lines that you remember because they're so goofy.
I love it.
I saw the devil at Target. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the extension drug usage. No, I can't be even as a youngster. I see shit. Swinging our devils that disappear. Leaving holes in walls. Running together. Trapping my burn out the garage. I'm beyond the verge of insanity. Done lost my patience. I'm taking all this shit. As
I hear that, Deep Sea. He says, sounds like they use one of those little plastic bird whistles that you fill with water. They're like, that whistling.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
There you go. Remember that everything that I'm seeing is a level of hallucinating. The devil got me bleed from the brain again. As I remain in lock, chains the room sways and tails.
Yeah, these are some pretty dope tracks, man.
Monoxide had no business writing as good as he did on these songs. Like, this is like, I mean, he's like outshining everyone on every song.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was he doing around this time, bro? God damn. What was Twisted doing in 2008? When was that? Let's see.
When did Abominations come out?
Let's look that up.
Or a Heartbroken and Homicidal, that type of shit.
I was thinking Heartbroken and Homicidal. That's 2010. So this is between Independence Day and Wicked, which Monoxide shines in a lot of songs on Independence Day.
Yeah.
And I like the whole album of Wicked.
Yeah, I heard, I've never listened to Wicked, but a lot of people say it's really fucking dope.
It's very dope.
Then, trust me, I'm interested in going further into our Twisted catalog with those albums.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them that I don't have nostalgic attachments to, but I know they're really fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the last ones was Man's Myth and Mutant was the last of the Twisted albums I listened to.
Yeah, I was still like, even though I was kind of like off on ICP, I was still sticking with Twisted around this time, interestingly enough. I remember getting Independence Day when it came out.
I remember a lot of songs off Independence Day, not as a whole album, but I remember, you know, J-U-double-J, you know, J-U-double-J-L, or whatever the fuck, double-G-A-L-O. That was on that, right? Or was that off of Man's Myth Immune? I can't
That might have been on Man's Myth. I can't
was
remember.
It? Click Anyways. On Independence Day. Just
we're ignoring the song. Yeah, that was Raw. You've got a Raw.
Yeah, Raw deal. Yeah, I remember some shit like that.
No, you're right.
I think I remember Monster's Ball just because it had Ice-T on it.
Sex, drugs, money, and murder. Remember that?
I don't.
That's tight.
I remember Raw Deal because it was a video.
Dude, the song with Proof is the dopest song on there. That's how I live.
They got a lot of fucking...
guests?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the whole point of that one. It was all independent artists. That was the whole point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, this song is pretty dope so far. Rejected.
Yeah, that beat's sick. That beat is heavy. That beat is hard. That beat go hard, bro. I surrender my social existence. Monster's Ball ruined Psychopathic for me for years, huh?
Yeah, explain why. I don't know what you mean. I mean, that song was cool, but...
I remember it, but I don't remember, like, loving it or liking it that much, but I do remember it.
I remember
it
being okay. I think they did hype it up as if it was going to be, like, there was something, like, a reason they did the song. You know what I mean? I can't remember what. I hated Shaggy's rap style at this era. He just like talked, rapped, and like tried to squeeze too many lyric bars.
I think Shaggy's going through what Monoxide did around this time now. You know what I mean? Like Shaggy's like killing it.
Yeah,
now,
you're right. You're right.
I mean, Shaggy killed it in the early days of ICP, you know, and then he, you know, through the first six, obviously Shaggy, we all love Shaggy. But then, yeah. Some of the other titles that came out on Psychopathic, it's like he didn't care that much. But like now, man, it's like everything Shaggy touches is sweet.
Yeah, he's like, he just comes hard on everything, dude. But yeah, that's what Monoxide was doing at this time for sure. It's a shame that
as far as just like straight up bars and like a rapper's rapper, Monoxide is there. He's a rapper's rapper, you know.
I get what you mean. Let's see. Oh, Deep Sea, thanks for joining us, bro. If this is your first time hanging out, like, check us out, man. Well, we're here at Weekly, and check out the catalog, man. It's all on YouTube. Violent J, the Country Singer. I get what you mean about it being hokey, Monster's Ball being kind of kids. Like, I just listened to it again. Here, let me turn this down so I can hear myself think. I just listened to it again for the first time, like, a few weeks ago, like, since the first in years. Mm. And I was like, I liked it. I remember liking it again. And I was like, okay. But it is, like, really on some, like Hotel Transylvania shit. You know, it's literally, like, what it's about.
Yeah.
It's, like, monsters coming to a party and shit. So I get that. But I thought they did a cool job of it. And I thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was the final. Was that the? Nope. One more. Oh, last song, The Wheel in the Sky.
Is this a remake?
I don't know. What's Wheel in the Sky?
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Oh, yeah?
Wheel in the sky. Nah,
I don't. Obviously not.
That would be funny, though, if we heard him coming out doing that.
Yeah, that would be. I'd love that.
Like, the wheel in the sky keeps on turning. The wheel in the sky that you can't touch. It stays on a pace. Some let it waste. You could tell a man's time looking at his face. It's like a game to the wheel, some kind of sport. We all try to die shit that want to cut our time short. Some have more than others, but we all brothers. All watching the wheel spin above us. Cracked in half like Siamese twins. I was left for dead, but the wheel still spins. Interesting. I'd have to take a closer look to this one.
They're trying to say some shit, but I don't want to just sit here and listen to it. No, but
what album is next on the block for you guys? Crutch says, we were talking about Lost, weren't we?
Yeah, I think Lost and Found are literally the final Joker's cards for us to technically review.
We've done all the Joker's cards after Lost, so after Missing Link. So yeah, I think we were discussing Lost. Is that what you want to settle with?
Yeah, that one's Found.
Yeah, but this is Found. Do you want to make that decision?
Sure. I'm down with Lost. I'll give it a couple spins this week.
All right.
I'll take it in the car with me.
Lost. Tune in for Lost. We'll give that one a nice in-depth look.
Fuck it.
I haven't listened to it probably since it's come out.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be a...
like 2015 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
We were discussing Furious supervillains. We haven't listened to that very much. I'll be honest, neither of us have a whole lot of nostalgia for that.
I don't remember one single fucking anything from that album. Nothing. I remember nothing.
When it comes to albums that we have nostalgia for, we're almost tapped out. Other than Twisted, really. Like, we have a few more Twisted albums I think that we can do, and then after that it's just going to be kind of us talking about like the newer like phase of shit out of the family era. And you know, we'll still be having fun. I mean, this song or album technically qualifies. So, I mean, if you liked what we did with this album, it'll be similar for that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lost, the album that scared off most of the jugglers. Oh, he was kind of going into that a little bit.
I'm not really into that hook, but yeah, I'll let it pass.
Yeah, this song is... I like the, like, it's got kind of like a poppy, like, beat to it. I like it. I mean, it's fine. It's background music, though.
Man, but I'll say, all in all, Opaque Brotherhood, that's a pretty fire album, man.
It's solid.
I can't even lie.
It's very solid. I think it's as... I'll dare say it's as good as Black Rain.
I would almost throw this in over Black Rain and Tales right now. Right now.
Okay, sure.
Because it's like I've heard this so much.
And this is like new shit almost.
Yeah, it's like, man, let me throw this in. It's that good.
You've got stuff you can keep finding in this. If you keep listening, there's more to it.
If it wasn't good, I wouldn't even care. But like, man, I'd fucking... If I want to listen to some Dark Lotus, man, let me throw this one in, yeah. And it makes me excited because I haven't heard... There's another one. There's another Lotus album that we haven't... I've never listened to. I've literally never listened to one thing from.
Was it The Mud, The Fire, whatever it's called?
That's the last one, right?
Yes. What was it called? The Mud, Water, Air, and Blood. That album... Oh, it's replaying, I think. Is that what that is?
Yeah, the Origins. Yeah, we're doing the Origins if you ever want to, you know...
Oh yeah, we should put that out there more because I am like kind of out. I've hit the last couple people up myself. So if people are listening, watching, and want to join us on Origin, if you got something, I mean, you don't even have to have something cool to say. We just want to meet you, want to hang out. And if you're cool and don't mind hanging out for, you know, 20 or 30 minutes with us, then email me, deckwindell@gmail.com. Hit us up on the socials, any of them. I monitor all that shit. So if you hit us up, I'll add you to the list and we'll get some more cool people in here.
Absolutely.
Here's the lineup for Mud, Water, Air, and Blood. Here's the track listing, I mean, if you want to think. It was mostly produced by Kuma. There's a couple Sevens and Fritz the Cats on there.
There's a Sugar Slam in Legs Diamond album or song. I want to hear that.
What?
Yeah, it says Let It Rain featuring Legs Diamond and Sugar Slam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, so we got Seven and Kuma are the main...
Damn, it took them 6 fucking years to come out with this album, too, by the way. God damn.
Seven's a great producer as well, man.
Yeah, Seven is good. Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to doing that. This album is pretty good. I remember it being pretty good.
I don't remember it whatsoever.
Nope.
I can't wait, though.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get to that. But be on the lookout next week for Lost. Hit us up for if you want to do Juggalo Origins with us. Be on the lookout for our Cartoon Nightmares.
Cartoon Nightmares line.
You're gonna be
dropping.
You'll be learning more about that in the weeks to come. That will be something I think you Juggalos will really like. If you do want a shirt right now, we have a couple Deck One Delt shirts and a hat and a mug. If you want to buy one to support us, support the show. Any money put in the show comes back out. So. You know, we don't care. We are happy you're here, but if you want something to represent, you know, thanks. Look for us at the gathering. We will be there in full effect doing live pods, hanging out with Jugs, shit like that. So, if you're just now joining us and, you're new to the show, check out the old shows and hit us up and, anything you want to talk about, you know, hit us up. We're open.
We are open to the Juggalos.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You got anything else?
That's it for me.
All right, man. Let's shuffle the fuck up on out of here.
And we'll slide Dark Lotus, Opaque Brotherhood back into the deck.
That's right. See y'all. Peace.
until forever.
Off in Shangri-La.
Oh, and don't buy shit from the Joker.